The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Katie Mox, here with Will Brinson, John Breach, and as I live and breathe, Ryan Wilson has joined us again today after your long absence. How's everything going with the First Pick Podcast?
It's going great. Thanks for asking, Katie. So me and Rick Spielman went on the old Pro Day Tour. We were in Gainesville, Florida last Thursday, a week ago today. And you don't know this, Rick and I met up with Breach at Disney World, and we had a blast.
You went too?
We went too. I was, Breach, you didn't see me there. I was the guy that kept throwing paper cups at you from behind the Space Mountain there.
Well, I didn't see you because I was too short to ride any of the rides, and you were going without me.
Oh, self-dunk.
Well, I should point out too that, like, while this is technically CBS's daily NFL podcast, they're also, like, it's daily because of the first, with the First Pick podcast. Mm-hmm. And Ryan is doing it 2 days a week leading up to the draft. Hopefully he does it, like, are you doing it 3 days a week now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I watch most of them.
You actually are in the comments there.
I am in the comments. I like to harass you. And I got to say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried is your wife about you leaving her for Rick Spielman?
Well, that's a 9. And Rick is on a 10 that I'm going to leave him for his brother, Chris, who is actually, he's actually nicer to me than Rick is.
Wait, is Chris, from the Lions?
Chris went from the Lions. The Ohio State legend is his brother.
I didn't realize those guys were brothers. Jeez, they're what brothers. A meat stick family that is. Holy crap.
He makes Rick look like me
in terms of muscles.
I don't know. Like, Rick's a little taller.
Is he really?
Chris has had back surgery. Like, he's
Chris is bigger.
He's thick. Like, he was Ohio State legend Chris Spielman. Played for the
Didn't he a Hall of Famer?
He's Ohio State Hall of Famer for sure. Okay. But yeah.
Well, Brits, the funny thing about that is I actually found that out the Super Bowl when I was talking to Rick. I don't know how I didn't know this.
I don't either.
As soon as he said that, I'm from Ohio. I was like, that means you're from Ohio. And of course, we started talking about how Ohio is the greatest state on earth.
He's a college football Hall of Famer.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a school Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor, whatever it is, college football Hall of Fame, and then the pro football Hall of Fame. Like, if you're in one of those two big ones, you are legit.
So, Billy, and real quick. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Very interesting, Wilson, that both your man crushes, Rick Spielman and Brady Quinn, both from Ohio.
That is very interesting.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Yes, that's true. I will say quickly.
Your wife's not from Ohio, is she? Because that would be weird.
No, she's from New York. 2 weeks ago, we were in Columbus for the pro day. And I mean, it was like Rick was the Pope, the way they were treating him because of Rick, but also because of his brother. So we got to do a bunch of things that normal folks wouldn't have gotten to do. So that was huge. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, Rick. All right, Katie, back to you.
Back to me. Today is an AFC win total over under show. Make sure that you tune in all week for more offseason news. And remember to smash that like button, comment, subscribe on the YouTube page. For everyone listening to audio only, do the same. Download, follow, leave a review, and tell your friends to listen and watch the pod. We got the Masters coming up this weekend, Brinson, don't we?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at, I was actually trying to stream the Masters on CBSSports.com. What'd you ask me? Yes, the Masters are this weekend. Woo! It's actually on right now. Victor Hovland, 5 under. We're recording this at 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Victor Hovland is checking in as the leader at 5 under through 10 holes. John Rahm, Shane Lowry, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Reed, Cameron Young, Brooks Koepka, Freddie Couples, all the names at the top of the leaderboard right now in the afternoon tee times haven't even started. Incredible start to the greatest golf tournament in the world, and you can watch it. You can stream it on CBSSports.com. You can check out the featured groups there. And, of course, on CBS this weekend, Jim Nantz, who just called his final four, an emotional time, is on like – it's the greatest heater of all time. And check out Matt Norlander's interview with him about that. He is also going to be, of course, calling the Masters this weekend on CBS. And if you need up-to-the-minute coverage of CBS of the Masters, CBS Sports HQ has you covered. Kyle Porter on site there. The Masters, I mean, if you've never been, it's the most incredible place in the entire world. I would do weird, dark things to just to play there. I mean, you can't imagine what I'd give up to like be a member there. I mean, my God,
Jonah Hill GIF.
Like, you don't want to know how dark
I do not.
Yeah,
y'all are making fun of me for my Disney fandom, and you would do dark things to right, get on this course.
Kid. Yes, check out full coverage of the Masters, CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ, and of course on the mothership, CBS all weekend long. Jim Nantz, moving day, and then the final, what promises to be a final incredible round at the 2023 Masters.
By the way, quickly, I just want to point out, since I haven't been on it.
I was going to say, Dom in the chat points out the media center is better than most. The media center there is ridiculous. Like, I'm pretty sure each media member gets their own wooden locker for like putting stuff in. Wow. Our own Kyle Porter has played Augusta twice the day after the Masters ended because he won the lottery as CBS's number one correspondent there.
Free pimento cheese sandwich for media members too. All you can eat.
Oh,
that's true.
I made that up. That's
true, actually.
A couple things. And I've talked about this before with Brinson. Like, if you write about golf, Katie, you can write in the most flowery language possible. Like, you can't write about in football. And like, Kyle's a great writer, but every like first 100 words is the setting the scene, which is sort of the Wright Thompson approach to writing about golf. You can't do that with football.
It's like, the azaleas bloomed as Jordan Spieth walked up the final mountain to claim his resurgence. It's just like in football, if you do that, it's like, shut up, nerd!
As the sun set over Amen Corner, I fell out of the golf cart and bonked my head.
A crisp breeze blew in.
How's Tiger doing, by the way? Side.
Was it Fuzzy Zeller breathing from heaven? Who's to say? I don't know if Fuzzy Zeller's dead, but...
He's not dead. How's Tiger doing?
Bobby Jones breathing from the ghost of Augusta's past? I mean, no, probably not. It was probably just a breeze coming from.
Can we find out, for the love of God, how Tiger's doing?
Yes.
You don't want to know.
Oh, well, let me guess. No. All right, Katie. Let me guess. So, how many holes has he played?
I believe he's played 8.
All right, Katie, I'm going to set the over under and you tell me where we're at. So, he is going to be plus 3.5.
Oh.
Through 8 holes.
Through 8 holes. And you said you don't want to know.
He is actually through 10 now.
All right, it stays at plus 3.5. So he's making the turn.
I'm going to say...
Under is obviously he's playing better. Over is he's playing worse.
I know golf. I've actually played golf before. Thank you very much. I did junior golf all through my adolescence.
When you do draft picks and you do over... Would you do over-unders for scores in golf and over-under for draft?
Yeah, I'm just trying to gauge when you said, oof, you don't want to know, because over 3.5 for Tiger would be really bad.
I'll say under.
I'm going to go over.
He's actually just birdied 8 in his par 9 and 10. He is 2 over through 10 holes.
I need him to make the cut. Okay, let's start talking football, fellas, with the AFC North and the Cincinnati Bengals. Breach after years of hovering at just 7 or 8 win range, the Bengals are now tied with the juggernauts of the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City
Somehow
Chiefs, with the highest win total of 11.5. The only other time that they were above 10 was way back in 1989. How are we feeling?
Well, you know, I'm glad that I've been on the podcast for 2 weeks and we start off with the Bengals. What a tribute to me. Thank you, Billy. I know we're not talking Eagles today, so he said, I'm going to hook Breach up. We're going to start talking about the Bengals first.
You haven't been on the podcast for 2 weeks?
Well, I wasn't on last week because I was at Disney World.
Yeah. And I honestly didn't notice. I'm not even being a jerk.
My God. Insulting.
I noticed.
That's because I was texting you pictures of me every day with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. Here's what I think about the Bengals. I think that on paper, this team is better than they were last year when they went 12-4. Because remember, they only played 16 games because of the canceled Bills game. They are much better than they were 2 years ago when they went 10-7. And if you look at the past two seasons, they could have been better if they didn't stumble out of the gate. In 2021, Joe Burrow was coming off his ACL tear, and they got off to a slow start. In 2022, Joe Burrow was coming off an appendicitis, and they got off to a slow start, started 0-2, two games they probably should have won if you have a completely healthy Burrow. And so this year, assuming Joe Burrow does not start the season with like bubonic plague or some other crazy ailment, I have to think this team is going to finally get off to a fast start, which they really haven't done under Burrow. And because of that, this feels like a 12 or 13 win team. So I am firmly, and I don't think this is being a homer, but I firmly entrenched in the over here.
Yeah, I actually had the, when I did, and by the way, we're talking about all the AFC and AFC divisions today on this podcast. If you want to read my written analysis of every AFC division, it is live. Every single one of them is live on cbssports.com. You can go check those out. Yes, I'm writing again. I'm confused by it as well. Yeah.
What should I do if I don't want to read it?
You should just sit here and listen to me talk.
Fair enough.
Because I'm probably going to say the exact same thing. Actually, the Bengals over is my best.
Are you reading that? That was a Michael Scott joke when he's trying to negotiate the contract for Daryl. Yeah,
I am reading that.
Boom. Roasted.
Yeah, there it is. Go ahead. Sorry.
Actually, the Bengals over is my best bet, and it's a little tricky because I wouldn't want to bet it now, except for the fact that I think like the Lamar Jackson thing matters so much for this whole division. Because if Lamar Jackson, we see the rate, like, and we'll talk about this when we talk about the Ravens, but like if you're betting on this division really hinges on what you think will happen with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Because I don't Vegas won't want to go up to 12 for the Bengals. That's a lot. Like that's a really high number. But if they're getting two games against the Ravens without Lamar Jackson, and depending on what the, you know, depending on where, like if he goes to the Colts, they get the fourth pick, they probably take a quarterback. Like, there's a lot of variables here. If Lamar Jackson stays, all these numbers probably just sit even. Maybe the Ravens go up a little bit, Browns come down half a game, something like that. But I think the Bengals are by far and away the best team in this division with the least question marks. And even though they lost their two safeties in Von Bell and Jesse Bates, as Breach has pointed out, they have his boy Dax, who's going to be, you know, developing it further. And if you take the sort of what they gained and what they lost in terms of the safeties versus getting Orlando Brown and getting a legitimate left tackle to protect Joe Burrow and to keep him from being, he's been the most sacked quarterback. I think the only two guys, him and Russell Wilson, sacked over 90 times the last 2 years. If you can get Orlando Brown in there to protect Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow doesn't deal with, you know, coming off an ACL like last year, coming off the appendix surgery, because it wasn't even appendicitis, like, or 2 years ago, ACL, last year, appendicitis, they should start fast. And this is a team that's going to win 12-plus games in a 17-game season if Joe Burrow is healthy coming into the year. So I kind of want to jump on it now before something happens to Lamar Jackson, but I'm also a little nervous about an 11.5 over in the month of April.
The only issue I have is with what Breach said earlier, that they should have won the games early last season when the Steelers beat the dog crap out of them. Don't make excuses for that four interception game. I think it was four interceptions. Other than that, I agree with everything else. I like the over here. I didn't even think about it. I was just looking at the number. I said, okay, yeah, the Bengals are good. I don't even know if Lamar Jackson's healthy and he comes back to Baltimore, if it matters, because Greg Roman's gone, and I know they hated Greg Roman on the way out, but he certainly had something to do with the success in terms of how that offense was run. Maybe it had run its course in terms of not taking the next steps, but Lamar's unhappy. Wide receivers aren't happy because the GM makes fun of them for not being very good. I think they have a lot of questions. So Bengals over 11.5. And Breach, like I told you, when I was at Columbus, I stood next to Zach Taylor the entire CJ Stroud throwing session. And he told me, and I'm breaking news here, Jake Browning will be the starting quarterback in week one.
Did you show him your Snoopy tattoo? That's really what I want
to
know.
I totally forgot to do that.
Snoopy tattoo.
Wilson, what a letdown.
Katie doesn't know that story. We'll have to tell that story on a subsequent podcast.
You don't know the Snoopy tattoo story?
I do not.
We're going to have a whole podcast on it. We don't have time to talk.
Again, with the making fun of my Disney fandom in the pre-show, and then all of these things come out about
No. Ryan Wilson said, this is, you want to tell her? You want to
do no, the- we'll save it for another podcast. She'll have to be left to. Left to
I mean, we're talking. We got to get to 15 more teams, Brenton.
We got to get to 15 more teams. All right, I'm going to agree with you guys and take that over for the Cincinnati Bengals. Looking at the Browns, over under 9.5, the under juice to -135. They went 7-10 last year. By all means, there should be a step up with the Browns, especially if you look at these win totals for the Ravens and the Steelers, both of those 8.5. If those aren't 10 win teams, then it's likely that the Cleveland Browns take a step up. But we were talking about Tiger Woods earlier. I don't know that Deshaun Watson can get over the public shame of what he's done. It took Tiger a very long time to get over that. I don't know that Deshaun Watson comes back that strong this year. So I'm going to go under.
I'm going under because it's the Cleveland Browns. If this team were in Canton, if this team were in, what's another city in Ohio, Breach?
Akron.
They're in Akron.
Toledo.
They're in Toledo. Name a team, name a city. If you move the Browns there, they win 11 games. In Cleveland, they're going under this number. And I say it all the time. Listen, you pay Deshaun Watson that money. He has to play like Josh Allen and or Patrick Mahomes. He is not going to do that barring the purchase of a time machine by Jimmy Haslam. So I'm going under. I think the roster is pretty good, but I just don't trust this team.
You know, it's, I'm not sure we made it. It's weird. So we kind of have to, I guess, update the number. I don't know where the 9.5 is from, but on Caesars, they've actually moved it down to 8.5, except the over 8.5 is -175 and was actually -185 earlier in the week when I wrote this, the article, under 8.5 +145.
Hey, by the way, sorry, Brenton, I'm going under 8.5, by the way. I didn't see the 9.5 on the screen, so go ahead.
Well, I think the under, so when I wrote the article on 8.5, and like it's, I mean, similar setup, because you're talking about if you go under 9.5 -135, that's, I would rather go, I mean, like, you can't go over 8.5 -175 in April. You just can't do it. You're laying -175. It's an insane amount of juice. It's a team that has traditionally, you know, not been great over lengthy periods of time. We do think the current leadership is, and the current roster is more stable than usual. But the Deshaun Watson thing, you know, we don't know what he's going to look like. I thought he improved a little bit incrementally when he played last year. But there's not a – I mean, he was terrible his first game. There's, you know, there's just – it's a tough division. I would want to take the under 8.5 +145 if I was doing anything right now, because that's a great plus number. You know, you're getting almost 1.5 to 1. And you have this – you know, this team where, like, Deshaun Watson has torn his ACL twice in his career, once in college and once in the NFL. It wouldn't be shocking if, you know, he suffered, like, you know, he hasn't played a ton of football. It's that's just one of those things where if he suffered an injury in the offseason or the preseason, I don't think it would be entirely shocking. They have to play the NFC West, I believe, right? Breach can, yeah, the NFC West and the
AFC South.
AFC South. So there's, you know, give and takes on whether those are good or bad. But, you know, I think I would lean towards the under with the Browns for sure.
I'll just say real quick, I'm glad you brought up the divisions, because those are a big part of what I look at in over-unders. And I feel like the AFC North has two great matchups, and that's, I'm not going to take the over for every team in this division, but with the Browns, I specifically like it. This team went 7-10 last year. They lost four games by 3 points or less, including blowing a 2-touchdown lead to the Jets in like the final 2 minutes of a game. So this team was on the cusp of getting over 8.5 or even 9.5 last season. Deshaun Watson's going to be taking all the number one team reps in training camp. He didn't do that last season because they had to get Jacoby Brissett ready. So I do think he will look better. Maybe he's not Deshaun Watson from 2020, but I do think he'll look better than he did last year. So I think this team will look a lot better. And like you said, Brenton, they're matching up with the AFC South. I think the Browns are better, definitely better than at least three teams, probably better than Jacksonville too. So that's 3 or 4 wins. Wait, you probably should get. What, Wilson?
You're better than the Jaguars?
I said I think they're better than three teams and maybe Jacksonville. So I definitely think they're better than the Colts and Texans and Titans. And then Jacksonville's arguable.
Okay.
And then with the NFC West, same thing. You know, like, where are the Rams right now? I don't know. The Cardinals are horrible. So it feels like the Browns could go maybe 6-2. Playing the AFC South and NFC West. And then from there, you only have to get 3 or 4 more wins. They win.
Well, I mean, if that happens, then they're going over 8.5 and probably over 9.5.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. I'm my end game here is that I'm going to be taking the over. They went 3-3 in the division last year, even though it was a tough division. I think they can do that again. So I like the over with the Browns.
I would just say too, if you feel that way, you should really go over 9.5 +115 versus going over 8.5 -175 just for the, Like, if you're that confident in the Browns being good.
Yes, definitely. I would prefer the plus 115 number over 9.5.
Well, they're not going to win 8 or 9 games, so you're just throwing money away.
All right, moving on. How about those Pittsburgh Steelers win total 8.5? Books leaning towards the over here. Minus 120 is juiced there. They went 9-8 last season. Tomlin still's never had a losing season. A lot of people thought it was going to happen last season. Their win total last year, 7.5. They went over that, but there was a lot of question marks there with that QB carousel. Would it be Pickett, Trubisky? Rudolph was still in the mix. They improved their O-line. They made some good additions on an already stacked defense. I think that they're expected to compete for a playoff spot this year, so I'm going to go over on this. Wilson?
Hey, Brinson, what's the over on 16 wins? Because I want to take that.
16.
plus 7,000.
I'll take
plus
it.
4 billion.
I'll take that, too. I'll take them both, just to be polite.
What you're saying is you're high on Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett. I think Katie actually highlighted why they should be better. Kenny's year two. He played much better than I thought. I didn't love him coming out, so credit to him. The offensive line's better, which is a huge issue. And they have an opportunity to get better at 17 in the draft. So I'm going to go over as well.
Yeah, I'm going over on the Steelers as well. I think it's just it's sort of a Mike Tomlin bet here where you kind of feel good that he's going to get them to 9-8 or better. And if Kenny Pickett improves, the offensive line is better, you know, you a little more rapport with the weapons and you don't have this controversy with Mitchell Trubisky coming into the year. I like the Steelers over.
I'm going to go with you guys. I'm going to agree here, and I'll keep it short and sweet. That look, I didn't think there was any way Mike Tomlin could get this team to 9 wins last season, and he did. This roster feels better than last season's roster. And you know what? Mike Tomlin knows how to beat the teams in the division. There's no reason the Steelers should have even won 3 games in the AFC North last year. They did. And if they can do that again this year, just 3 wins, then all you need is 6 out-of-conference wins, out-of-division wins, and you get there. So I like the over here, too.
And I would just note, too, that, like, the 3 games they drew, like the random, like, you know, you finish X place in your division, so you get to play X team. They got the Raiders, Patriots, and Packers, which, you know, you're talking about 3 teams with a lot of quarterback controversy this offseason, whether it's Mac Jones being traded, Aaron Rodgers possibly getting dealt, or, you know, the Derek Carter, Jimmy G swap. That's 3 good draws relative to the offseason cycle.
And, Katie, you haven't been a part of this podcast when the Bengals have been bad. Breach gets to be extremely passive aggressive against me as a Steelers fan. So I suspect to see some of that because he comes across as nice. He is nasty. He's like
I took the over, Wilson.
He's a sneaky, mean little.
He's sneaky. He's like, yeah, you know, you get mean drunks. Breach is a mean passive aggressive Bengals fans when things aren't going well.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing that later in the season.
12 years from now when Burrow retires.
Jake Browning, baby.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, Ravens over under 8.5. The over is juiced to minus 125. They went 10-7 last year. I'm not touching this until we know what's going on with Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson stays, but yeah, we don't know if he's healthy. We don't know anything. So I guess I would lean under here, but I'm not touching it.
I mean, I really think it depends. Like, you just have to, if you want to bet on the Ravens, and I agree with you, I'm not doing anything with it. But if you want to bet with the Ravens, you have to decide. You just take a stand. Do you think Lamar Jackson is coming back and playing week 1? Or do you think he will be traded or hold out for up to 10 weeks? And if you think the first thing, the former, you need to take the over at 8.5 minus 120 because it's good value right now because it's baked in that they don't really know if Lamar is going to play. If you believe the latter, that he's either dealt or that he holds out, then you need to take the under now because that number will come down if he is dealt or he decides to hold out. Obviously, the holdout, you know, is sort of tricky to predict, you know, in terms of the betting market. I'm also passing, but I would lean under right now just because Lamar seems pretty dead set in his ways.
Breach, I'm banging the under. I just don't trust his team. Lamar, I've been saying this for however long I've been talking about it. He doesn't have an agent, so he has to be in those meetings where they're taking shots at him personally because they don't want to pay him, which is typically what your agent does for you to absorb those conversations that you don't want to have. And maybe he holds a grudge over the course of the season. So whatever happens, and he sent that well-timed tweet out at the owner's meeting that he wanted to be traded. So he's pretty bummed out. Like, he hasn't come out and gone, you know, crazy like some players do when they went out of town. He hasn't gone into hiding into the dark room with Aaron Rodgers. But I don't know, man. Like, I have a lot of questions about this team on both sides of the ball. And it starts with Lamar and where he's at in his headspace in terms of wanting to be a Baltimore Raven going forward. So I'm going under.
Wilson, I think at this point, the Ravens would probably prefer that Lamar Jackson was in a dark room instead of ambushing his head coach with tweets at the owner's meeting, like you just mentioned. Yeah, I totally agree with you guys, or agree with Wilson. I think the under is the play here, and this is where it finally comes crashing down for the Baltimore Ravens. And one thing is that, look, even if Lamar Jackson returns, you're going to get an unhappy Lamar Jackson who has to learn an entirely new offense with Todd Monken now there. And I don't know if that's going to work. And if he's not there, then you took a step back at quarterback in a division where the Bengals seem like the superior team right now. So, yeah, I think I'm winning the under here, too.
People in the chat taking bets that Lamar Jackson will never play again. I don't know that I believe that. I think he'll play with the Ravens, but unhappily, and maybe
that's Breach in the chat. He's the one who plays.
this is drunk Breach right now.
Yes.
The Bengals are going to sign him as their backup, so he can't play for anyone else.
Breach is trying to imagine a world where his biggest concern, competition wise, in the AFC North is like Deshaun Watson, who's, you know, we don't know what we're going to get from him.
This is what he's daydreaming about when he's walking around Disney for the last 2 weeks.
That's right. He's like, hey, his wife's like, hey, John, do you want to go to It's a Small World? He's like, Lamar to the Colts. What?
On that note, let's take a quick break. You're watching the Pick Six podcast. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
At stake, the chance to put on the iconic green jacket. So golfers, are you ready? Go!
It's a tradition unlike any other. The Masters on CBS.
Welcome back to the Pick Six Podcast. If you are not following us on social, go ahead and do that now at Pick Six Pod across all social media platforms. Moving on to the AFC South, the Jacksonville Jags. I won't say the full word because nobody likes the way that I say it.
I haven't heard it. Let me hear it.
Yeah, the Jaguars.
She pulls a Breach.
Same way.
Oh, wait. Say it again, Katie.
The Jaguars. Don't do it, Katie. Jaguars. They went 9-8 last season. They are double digits this year. That has not been set that high, their win total, since the year 2000. Trevor Lawrence starting to look like the number one pick overall, came into his own. We got Calvin Ridley coming back from his gambling suspension. 10.5 wins is high, but I kind of lean over here.
Branson, let me ask you, are you looking at the number? Because I saw 9.5.
It's 9.5 now at Caesars with minus 140 to the over. So, I mean, it's essentially like the same number.
If you've been, I like the over 9.5 more than 10.5.
Yeah, that's sure. Where I'm at.
Now, I mean, the juice again. Like, I think like this time of the year, you almost would rather. I mean, 10-7 feel. I mean, I don't know. This is a tricky one. Like, I'd rather have 9.5 and pay the juice. I think on this one,
yeah,
would have the plus money at 10.5 because you're asking for 11 wins, which is
what was the number at 10.5? Oh, there it is. It was what was
really flip it so it's over 9.5 minus 140, under 9.5 plus 120. Sorry. But yeah, I think that, so we talked about the Lions in the NFC pod. And for me, it's sort of like, man, I mean, I trust Doug Peterson. I love Trevor Lawrence. I'm not trying to fade the Jaguars, because they are, you know, it's my mom's from Jacksonville. I love the city of Jacksonville. My grandfather had, you know, season tickets when that franchise started games, but they haven't been very good for a long time. And they snuck into 9 wins last year, and I will probably under
they got hot at the end.
They got hot at the end.
Second half of the NFL season does not carry over into the next year. That's a myth.
No, but it carries over to the end of that season.
It has nothing to do with this year, though.
But I agree with Brenton.
Hot at, builds.
But sneaking in, when you're 4-8, they were 4-8 at one point in the season. Getting to the playoffs from 4-8 is kind of sneaking in.
No, what is the math on the rest of the record the rest of the season, though, if you go 4-8? What did they finish?
9-8.
Oh, my God. So they didn't sneak in. They won, what's that, 5 games in a row?
The Niners start slow really every
math,
year. Man.
That's very good math.
I get it right?
Yes, you added, you subtracted 9 minus 4.
I'm nervous. I haven't been on the pod in a while.
And they almost lost to Josh Dobbs, who had been on the Titans roster for like 7 hours before he started that game.
Fair enough. All right. So what are you doing then, Breach?
I'm with Brinson here. I like the under. Let me just throw one thing out about Jacksonville. Here are the 3 games they have to play in 2023 that no other team in the AFC South has to play.
Division winner schedule.
The Bills.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, the 49ers. Jacksonville has to play those 3 teams. The Colts don't have to play them. The Titans don't have to play them. Texans don't have to play them. And I have a hard time seeing Jacksonville winning any of those 3 games. You throw the fact that.
Unbelievable.
You think Jacksonville can beat the Bills and Chiefs or 49ers?
Full prediction.
I don't even know San Francisco's quarterback is going to be, and I would take San Francisco blindly.
They're going to get 2 more in those games.
And by the way, we should point out that for the AFC South, the crossover matchups are obviously the AFC North, which we mentioned in the previous segment, and then the NFC South. So AFC North, NFC South. Those are 2 pretty good crossovers, especially if Lamar Jackson gets traded.
Here's what I'm hearing, that Brinson and Breach talk a big game for the Jaguars, and then when it's time, the rubber meets the road, they hop out of the car and run into the trees.
I'm not taking the Jaguars over. I'm not betting on the Jaguars to win 10 games in April.
They're going 9-8. That's under.
They won the division and went under this total last year. Should they take a step forward? Maybe.
What has gotten into you? I haven't seen you in a month, and you've changed.
I'm just saying, what you're betting on in April.
Your wig's the same, but your personality's changed a little
bit. Longer than usual. I got specialty editions.
Oh, I know. I saw the Instagram story. Your hair plug.
I'm just saying that I don't, at this point in the offseason, I'm not taking the Jaguars over 9.5 at that kind of juice. I will probably lean towards picking the Jags to win this division later in the offseason, and we'll probably lean towards the over. But right now I would take the under at plus money because there's just a lot that can happen. And this is a team that has won double digit games once since like 2005.
You shut up, Blake Bortles. All right, Katie, I'm going over because of Doug Peterson, because of Trevor Lawrence, because Evan Ingram's back, because Calvin Ridley's a first round pick that they're going to get back. And they're probably going to draft an offensive tackle in the first round to help Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. It's pretty easy, guys.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Listen, they're on the same page.
Wrong.
Okay, Tennessee Titans, 7.5. I hope these odds are right on this one. Plus 105 for the over, minus 125 for the under. This one, I feel like they've had kind of a polarizing off season. It just depends if you're more optimistic or pessimistic when looking at the Tennessee Titans. They were 7-3 though, before they were ravaged with injuries last year. So I'll lean over, but 7.5 is in the bottom 4 of the win totals for the league. So it's pretty low for the Titans. I'm going to lean over.
It's drifted a little bit down. So it's like minus 135. And I mean, you don't need to adjust the juice on the sheet. I don't think, Billy, it's just the win total moves. I think that's the key. Plus 115 to the over. It is tough to look at this offense and see how they're going to be good.
They lost 7 in a row to the end of the season.
Yeah. And when you look at Tennessee, I think one of the things, like, they still have Derrick Henry. They still have Ryan Tannehill. But then it's like Treylon Burks and Nick Akini-Westbrook, Kyle Phillips, Racy McMath. Is that?
Yeah, LSU.
That's not a real name.
He's a special McMath. Teamer.
It's like a sexy like calculus teacher or something, like Racy. Reggie Robertson Jr. and Mason Kinsey. So, you know, they lose some. They have to cut Taylor Lewan. They signed their big free agent splurge was Andre Dillard, who the Eagles, I think, were.
Billy literally drove him from Philadelphia to Nashville to get rid of him.
Exactly. And you look at this offensive line, and don't get me wrong, like, I think
you could see Vrabel and that coaching staff coach it up. But, man, I mean, there's just not a lot there. What they do in the draft will be really interesting. There's, you know, I had them trading up in my latest mock, which everyone hated. I think I would lean under here on the Titans.
By the way, you don't do – your mocks are okay. I've seen both of them, right? You done two?
I've been getting dragged for this last one.
Do y'all ever have like a mock off to see like who's the most right?
Yeah, there's a couple sites that grade them and see who.
No, I mean like in the Pick Six pod, if we like put you guys up against each other when the draft comes.
Where we stand back and do 10 paces.
Live. We'll grade the mock drafts live on the Pick Six pod.
It's a mock off.
A mock off. Not to be confused with the mocks off. Yep.
Mocks off.
Mock off. Mocks. Breach, you're the Nashville native. I'm going under. I don't like this team at all. I don't have any idea. I do this every year, and then they find a way to win because of Mike Vrabel. But do you feel any differently about that?
There you go, Wilson. As the Nashville guy, I am not betting against Mike Vrabel. He has willed this team to at least 9 wins in 4 of his 5 seasons there. As you guys mentioned, they got ravaged by injuries. Ryan Tannehill was hurt for 5 games. He played on practically a broken ankle for a couple of those games, so he wasn't fully healthy. But when he's their starting quarterback, he has a 36-19 record with the Titans. So if Tannehill's healthy, if Derrick Henry's healthy, and the defense is pretty good, even if they have a bunch of questions on the offensive line, I think this team playing in the AFC South and knowing that they get to play the NFC South, where I think they can win 3, maybe in all 4 of those games, I think the Titans can get the 8 wins. So I like the over.
Breaches do a drug test, but okay.
They have to find a way to get another receiving option in there for Tannehill. I mean, it's just like Treylon Burks solo, AJ Brown solo worked. Treylon Burks solo, I don't think works.
Yeah, it works so well. He got traded to Philadelphia and lost the Super Bowl. I didn't need to say that last part. I just wanted to.
All right, now the Indianapolis Colts, their win total is at 6.5. They have, I believe, the 4th overall pick, right? Probably going for a quarterback in the draft. But they also have Gardner Minshew, Sam Ellinger, Nick Foles. They've had a veteran QB carousel for a couple years. So 6.5 seems pretty low to me. I know that sounds terrible.
Breach, let me ask you this. Is Gardner Minshew playing the entire season because he's a first-round pick or –
Well, he's going to get traded for a first-round pick after he leads the Colts with 17-0 record, if that's what you're asking.
That was what I was asking. Okay. I just wanted to double-check.
Double-checking.
I'm going over this number because if you take a quarterback and pair him with Shane Steichen, who had all that success with Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts was responsible for a lot of that success, and that quarterback, like Anthony Richardson's, that's not a guy you want playing right away. But I think Gardner Minshew could have some success in that offense, even though Billy hated him with all – the passion of 1,000 suns last year when Gardner had to play. But I think in that division, that's a good football team. They just hit, I mean, they hit a streak of bad luck. Billy's still mad about Gardner.
He blew it. You got the one seed. What did he blow? You got the one seed. Did you do to the guy?
He couldn't win a game. What do you mean?
What did he blow? You got the number one seed.
All he had to do was win one game and he couldn't do it. He had one job and he couldn't.
What did he blow? The Cowboys game? But what did he cost the Eagles?
I'm saying we could have got the one seed that didn't have to play Jalen Hurts in that last game of the year.
When he suffered in the final game.
The guy threw for 355 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Cowboys. You're saying he blew the game?
He blew it. Like you had the number one seed in the NFC. There's literally nothing to blow. Like he didn't blow anything. He was jealous
that Minshew doesn't play for the Eagles anymore.
All right, I'm going over the number.
Okay, I'm on the under. I think the one case to take the over is if you think Lamar Jackson's going to the Colts, and in which case 6.5 is free money over. I'll take the under. I don't think this team is quite there.
Yeah, I'll go under too.
All right, everybody's on the under. Now the Houston Texans, they're at 5.
I'm on the over. Oh, how dare you?
Oh, yes. All right. You're on the over. Okay. Yep.
Is this thing on?
It is. Houston Texans, 5.5. Juice is the same, -110. Obviously, new coach, D'Amico Ryans, which is good. They're likely to draft either a Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. So that's going to be an upgrade over Davis Mills. I like them over this 5.5.
This is my favorite bet in the entire division and maybe the entire AFC. I love the over in this spot. I don't think that they are guaranteed to take CJ Stroud at 2 if the Panthers go Bryce Young. I think they will take Bryce Young at 2. I would not be shocked at all if they went Will Anderson at 2. And I saw Lance Zierlein, who is in Houston, also had them doing the same thing.
Interesting.
What?
Well, you guys had the same mock draft and his came out first.
I posted my thing and didn't know it was that in the chat.
I'm kidding. I don't care.
No, I'd already had him doing it.
By the way,
you don't find that suspicious.
Thank you, sir. I heard prior to the Panthers trading up, I heard from someone in the league that Bryce, the Texans love Bryce. They love him. And they were actually thinking about trading up to get him. Obviously, it didn't happen because Carolina came for further. So your theory checks out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like you can draw the connections. D'Amico Ryans, you know, Alabama guy. Nick Caserio worked with the Patriots, like, you know, forever. Obviously has connections with Nick Saban. There's just so many Alabama connections there that it wouldn't surprise me if they decided we're either going to go Bryce Young or we're going to go Will Anderson at two. If the Panthers go Bryce Young, if the Panthers go Stroud, they're going to take Young at two, in my opinion. If they go Bryce, I think the Texans could go in a different direction and say, all right, we'll see what's available with our next first round pick. And if it's not a guy we love, we're just going to punt it till next year and get Caleb Williams or Drake May.
Yeah, the punt until next year thing never works out. But if they don't like CJ or Will Levis or Anthony Richardson, that's fine. I get it.
I also think they materially improved their defense with a lot of veterans this offseason. And you'll see D'Amico Ryans really coach that unit up. You're going from Lovie Smith. Dude, Lovie Smith was complaining about not being able to. He's like, I mean, it's just very frustrating that, you know, like in college, he's like, it's very frustrating that, you know, we can't even stay in our base package because people are using this like three receivers all the time. It's like,
yes. When I close my eyes, it feels like I'm talking to Lovie Smith.
Yeah, thanks. Pretty good at that. Point being is I think D'Amico Ryans dramatically improves his defense with everything they added, and that the offense, you got Bobby Slowick, the former pass game coordinator for the Niners in there. I think you see a dramatically improved offense as well. So I think this is one of my favorite bets in the entire
game. I like the over two.
I like the over two. They added, Brenton, you mentioned some of the offense guys, Devin Singletary, Dalton Schultz. On defense, they had Jimmy Ward, Hassan Ridgeway, Sheldon Rankins. This roster is so much better than it was last year, and they won three games last year, and five of their 13 losses were by one score. So, like, games they were in, they weren't getting blown out. And all you got to do is get the six. I like the over.
All right, moving on to the AFC East and the Buffalo Bills. Now, I have been on this podcast, and I said I'm no longer betting on the Bills, but I'm not going to take them to win the conference anymore. I've done that and it blows up in my face 2 years in a row. But at this 10.5, they went 13-3-1 last year. I like this. Since Sean McDermott joined them in 2017, they haven't got less than 9 wins. You got to think with Von Miller, hopefully healthy for the entire season, this team is going to look a little bit better for the entirety of the season. So I will go over the 10.5.
Yeah, this is my best bet in the division was the over 10.5. Again, like it was weird. The NFC, I was sort of looking at it. There's like a lot of the overs were too high, but with the AFC, to me, this feels like the Kansas City Chiefs from 2022. The Bills are being undervalued because of all the interest in the various other teams in that division. Now, it's not as big as the AFC West last year, but with the Aaron Rodgers stuff with the Jets. And by the way, he's not on the Jets yet. Okay. So like there's some, you know, maybe you wait and he gets traded and it comes down a little bit to like, I don't think the Bills will get to 9.5, but 10.5, the Bills just win. They're going to win 11 plus games with Josh Allen healthy. And I think this is a too low a number.
I'm going under breach. Okay. Katie and Brent, how do you pronounce Brent's son with the thing on it?
That was a nod to Jim Larranaga. I should probably change that.
Bryn Janssen.
Bryn Janssen. With K. Well, you're rolling the B, the R.
Yeah, put it over the R. I
don't think that's how it works.
Bryn Janssen is correct. I think Breach got it. That's the word Breach can pronounce, by the way. He can't say any other word, but he knows Bryn Janssen.
Wait, did you say under, Wilson?
I'm going under because this sort of plays into the long game in the AFC East because fingers crossed, McCorkle Jones doesn't get traded. Bill O'Brien can fix things, and that team is going to make a little noise. But more importantly, I think the Dolphins are going to be good. I don't care about the Jets. I don't care about Aaron Rodgers. If that doesn't work out, that's fine. I'm over it at this point. It's sort of we're at the Brett Favre stage of please make up your mind. But I'm going under just because that team was shaky last year, and we can say that it was the elbow. Although Josh said he was healthy at the end, yeah, I don't think he was. And I do wonder if it's going to be a situation where they lose some close games and keep that number closer to the 10.5. So I'll go under breach.
I do agree with you. They were shaky, but all of that was after Allen's elbow injury. They started 6-1, and then their second loss was against the Jets in November. That's where he injured the elbow, and that's when things got shaky. He'll have plenty of time to let that thing heal this offseason. I think we'll see the Bills we saw through the first 7 weeks of the season. So I'm going to take the 11 wins for the Bills. 11-6 just seems like, how could they not? How could they not?
By the way, the cross-division matchups, which we acknowledge are quite important, AFC West and NFC East for the AFC East. This year. So that's pretty stout.
Yeah.
Brutal.
That is pretty tough.
Easy win against the Eagles, though. But.
All right. Easy. The Jets are win total set to 9.5, over juice to -130. First of all, we don't even know if Aaron Rodgers is going there. But even if Aaron Rodgers does go there, to say the Jets are going to get 10 wins at -130, I'm not taking that bet. So I'm not going to touch this until we know what's going on. There has been some rumblings that the 49ers are interested in Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. What? True that is. Yeah, you haven't. It's all over the news right now. That's the Niners.
All over the 49ers message boards.
The Packers. The Packers have been in touch with the 49ers about Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that that's actually happening. He doesn't even want to go there at this point.
Just to cough it up.
Yeah, maybe. But I lean under on this, whether he's there or not.
I'm going to go under unless Robert Saleh is playing quarterback. Have you seen the picture of him teeing up on the golf course?
Love
Sweet
him.
Jesus, he looks like Breach with his shirt off. He's got some pipes. Unless he's playing quarterback and running back, I told you, I'm done with the Jets. I don't even want to think about it. Their defense is awesome. I love Breece Hall when he's healthy. I love Garrett Wilson. The quarterback situation is just, I don't want to give it another second thought. Going under.
I, too, am going under. Let me just ask you guys, when is the last time trading a Super Bowl winning quarterback has worked out for the team that acquired that quarterback?
Steelers got Mr. Biscay.
Did it work out?
It did not.
Okay.
And he didn't win a Super Bowl.
By the way, so the person who said this 49ers rumor about the Packers is Ryan's good friend, Craig Cartoon.
Okay. He got really
Craig
pissed.
Carton, and Ryan called him Craig Cartoon by accident.
I didn't call him that. I wrote it. When I was writing, I spelled it incorrectly.
He spelled it incorrectly. And Craig Carton read the article and then read it on air. He's like, who's Ryan Wilson? And why is he calling me Craig Cartoon?
He was on The Fan saying that. And I have people relatives going, you're getting crushed right now by Craig Carton.
Oh, yeah. Makes me feel better about calling you Brian the first time I met you, Wilburton.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine, Kelly. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool, Kelly.
But don't forget, the 49ers did try to trade for Aaron Rodgers the night before the draft in 2021. So that actually happened. Shanahan was actually interested, tried to get him there. It kind of blew up his friendship with LaFleur just making that phone call. So
is that true, that part about the friendship?
Yeah, they were on the outs. They had an ugly they didn't shake hands. They walked off the field from each other that season.
Which side do you think Katie is on that argument? LaFleur or Shanahan?
Probably Shanahan.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm on the under on the Jets. You want to call it Favre, you want to call it Russell Wilson. You know, it's just this.
Stinks.
Yeah, stinks.
Stinks.
You get under 9.5 plus 115 with Aaron Rodgers not on the roster.
I would take it with him on the roster. I think you'd want to see the situation where we saw him at the Packers where he quits at halftime because they're getting smoked and he doesn't want to deal with it. I think we're going to see a lot of that if he plays in New York.
All right. Miami Dolphins, 9.5 over at even money, under -120. They went 9-8 last year. Obviously, Tua sat out a few games. When he's in there, they look pretty good. He got Tyreek Hill talking trash to the Chiefs. Big expectations for the Dolphins this year. I see him at 10 wins.
Yeah, I got the under here. This is there's too much. I mean, if Tua's health is just too big an X factor to take the over at 9.5 wins here, even at plus money.
They signed Mike White.
The great Mike White.
The great Mike White. Does that change your opinion or no?
It does not.
Okay.
Dolphins to me is an easy underlook with the Tua. He's cleared. He's good to go for week one. But, takes one big hit. How are they going to play him again in 2023 if he suffers a concussion early? I don't see how you can. This is not a situation where if Tua gets a concussion, he just goes in concussion protocol and then comes back. This is if he gets a concussion early in the season, you have to have a serious discussion about when he is going to play again for your football team, which means, week one, something happens. And I think under is the look here for the Dolphins at this point.
Breach, I'm going over, and I'm going over because I like Mike McDaniel and the jackets he wears. Tua's health is a big issue, obviously. Jalen Ramsey was there as part of the trade. So the defense should continue to be good. Maybe gets a little better, and it'll be all about the running game anyway. Maybe this encourages Mike McDaniel to lean more in the running game. They brought Jeff Wilson back. They have Myles Gaskin. It doesn't really matter who's running the ball. They seem to have success. I'm going to go over because I also like them to, along with the Patriots, to give the Bills a little run.
Wilson, I like Mike McDaniel also, and I also like his jackets, but I am taking the under. Okay. Look, Brinson mentioned earlier with the AFC East matchups, they play the AFC West, they play the NFC East, so you have to play the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Giants, three playoff teams out of the NFC. You have to play the AFC West. They lost to the Chargers last season. I think that's still a tough matchup for them. I have a hard time seeing them beat the Chiefs. There's just a lot of difficult games on the schedule. And as you guys have already alluded to, Tua's health, big question mark. So I'm going under.
All right. Fine. New England Patriots set to 7.5. They went 8-9 last year. Books obviously looking for them to do that again. The over is juiced to -120. No real big movements in free agency. There's some drama right now swirling around at the quarterback position there that Bill Belichick maybe isn't happy, but it's still Bill Belichick. So for them to get 8 wins, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going on
that. Yeah. Yeah, I lean over here, but man, the Mac Jones stuff is concerning.
It's not Mac's fault.
Mac sought outside help last year.
Whose fault is it?
Yeah. What? That's like you learning to drive a car, and your instructor is someone who knows how to ride a unicycle, but they know nothing about automobiles. You're like, well, I can't learn to drive a car if you just teach me how to drive a unicycle. I go talk to the driver's ed teacher. And then the unicycle guy goes, well, why are you doing that? Because I can't drive a car, you idiot.
I understand like the logic where it's like, dude, you gave me Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. What do you want me to do? And he's like trying to get better.
Yeah.
But I also think that if you're Mac Jones, and like that's the ultimate sin to Bill Belichick, going outside the organization.
You're sitting there getting dragged, and people in the stands are chanting for Bailey freaking Zappi. You're supposed to sit Zappy! There and be like, eh.
Look, I just think you would take a different tone with this if you weren't the world's biggest Mac Jones supporter.
Oh, that is 100% true. Don't get me wrong. Like, don't misunderstand. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm on the Patriots over because I think it's too low, but I don't really feel great about it.
They won 8 games last season with Matt Patricia running their offense. Exactly. They got rid of him. The offense can only get better because it hit rock bottom last season. I don't think it can possibly be any worse. So I think they can hit 8 games again at least.
Is Mac Jones the quarterback in week 4?
If he is the quarterback in week 1, he is the quarterback in week 4.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's a quarterback in week 1. So I'm taking it over.
Oh, boy.
So what is the consensus here? I'm leaning over.
Yeah, I think we all
took the over.
Oh, we all took the over. Okay, yeah. Whoa. Bill Belichick.
All right, Katie. Me and you have things to do in 6 minutes, so let's speed round this AFC West.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break, and then we will speed round when we get back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What do you think we're going to uncover out there?
With some luck, maybe a green jacket as sharp as the one you get when you win the Masters.
It's a tradition unlike any other. The Masters on CBS.
Welcome back to the Pick Six Podcast. I'm Katie Mox here with Will Brinson, John Breach, and Ryan Wilson today. And we are covering the AFC win totals over and under. Make sure you join us all week long for more NFL offseason news. And remember to like, comment, subscribe on basically everything that you possibly can. All right, the AFC West. The Kansas City Chiefs, 11.5, top of the league with, again, the 49ers and the Bengals. If anything, 11.5 is probably too low for the Chiefs. They've won 12 plus games in each of the last 5 seasons, aka every single year that Mahomes has been a starter. So smash this over from me.
I'm going to make this real simple. Andy Reid has gone over his preseason win total every single year except for one since he took over the Chiefs in 2013. And in that year, he pushed on 12 wins. And I believe it was 2021 when that happened. So if you're getting anything under 12 wins for the Chiefs, you take the over.
I don't know how many alien abductions would have to happen on that Chiefs roster for this not to be an over.
I will blindly bet the Chiefs over as long as it's not in the teens, and 11.5 isn't in the teens. So I'm going over.
Billy takes the under. I love the let's double down on the over.
Billy's still bitter about the Super Bowl loss.
Oh, yeah, Billy.
I get it. Okay, Billy, the Chargers. The Chargers, always a sexy pick in the beginning of the season, and then they disappoint you. They're at 9.5, overjuiced to -125, coming off a 10-7 season. I don't know. The AFC is like a murderer's row when it comes to quarterback. And look, they have a better offensive coordinator with Kellen Moore. They did beef up the offensive line. Herbert should be doing a little bit better, but I don't know. I have a hard time betting on the Chargers because they've hurt me.
Two words for you, and this is why the over is going to be a lock.
Oh.
Staley, Brandon. Next question.
Okay.
Brinson hates Brandon Staley with all his heart, and that's disrespectful to Brandon Staley, who has the job for reasons that we don't need to talk about. And I think Kellen Moore
Joey Bosa needs to stay healthy. Yeah.
I'm taking the over 9.5 here with the Chargers. I think that the moving on from Joe sub 3 ADOT Lombardi and going to Kellen Moore is a huge upgrade. They need to get maybe a speed receiver in the draft potentially, you know, just to complement what they've got right now. But I mean, yeah, maybe Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, both of them aren't there next year. They get the NFC North and AFC East, which pretty good division crossovers. This team also gets the Titans, Cowboys, and Ravens, which is potentially great in terms of your matchups. I like the over here. I think Justin Herbert, they'll win 10 games and then like flame out epically in the playoffs probably.
Yeah, I feel the same. If this was over under a half a win in the playoffs, I would go way under. But 9.5 regular season wins, I like the over for the reasons Brinson mentioned. I think they match up well with the AFC East. I think they match up very well with the NFC North. And if they get 5 or 6 wins out of division, it makes the path to 10 wins a lot easier. I like the over.
All right. Denver Broncos went 5-12 last season. Now their win total is set to 8.5. The juice is the same on the over and under. Can Sean Payton fix Russell Wilson? I'm going to say yes and lean over here. 12 of Payton's 15 seasons with the Saints. New Orleans had at least a top 10 scoring offense. So they spent more money than any team did in free agency. It's not even close. So I'm going to lean over.
Breach, are you going to take the Bengals, Broncos on the Super Bowl again?
I am so bitter about what I'm about to say, because when they originally traded for Sean Payton, I was like, oh, they are going to be so good. But after being burnt by the Broncos last year, and after watching Russell Wilson for the past year and a half since his thumb injury during his final year in Seattle, he hasn't been the same quarterback. And until I see him improve, I have no reason to think that he can lead this team to 10 wins. So I am taking the under. Maybe they go 8-9 with Sean Payton, which would be a miracle. And Payton that'd be a great job because he improves them by 3 wins. But I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the under too.
Brenton,
you give up, right?
I'm going to go. So I picked you. I thought it. Oh, God, I'm taking the over.
So
it's just Sean Payton. I have too much respect for Sean Payton. I don't think that Russell is necessarily back or anything like that. I don't feel good about it.
I don't think Russell Wilson is as bad as he was last season. I think
there's no chance he is.
There is a chance.
There's a chance he's as bad as he was in 2022. I don't think he's as bad as he was in 2022. I think he could be 2021 Russ, which is also not great. But I believe in Sean Payton, and so I will take the over.
Okay,
so now the Las Vegas Raiders, 7.5. I'm going over. And guy Ryan Wilson said, two words for you, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm going over just because I think I think Derek Carr, I don't think he was a speed bump or an impediment, but I feel like Josh McDaniels is going to feel more comfortable with Jimmy G until Jimmy G gets hurt in week 2. And then
oh.
I am going over. I'm going over.
I'll take the under on the Raiders. I wouldn't want to bet it at -150. That's really expensive. It's up. It was -140 earlier this week, or maybe I had it at -140 when I wrote the article. I don't know, man. I mean, they felt like one step forward, one step backward with the Raiders this offseason. You know, Jimmy G, great. I love Jimmy G. Like him better than Derek Carr, but it is not. I don't know. I would just probably stay away.
I mean, this team lost 11 games last year. 11 of them were by one score. They blew a 20-0 lead to the Cardinals. This team has some talent, but it is. It's all, can Jimmy G stay healthy? And we have no idea if he can stay healthy. But I will take the over because I think they can improve by at least 2 wins over their 6-11 record based on what they have coming back and the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo should be completely comfortable running Josh McDaniels' offense. So I am going with Katie's crush.
Thank you.
And taking the over.
I will say, if Jimmy Garoppolo stays healthy all next season, I will be pissed. I will be very upset. But that is going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning in with us. Make sure that you join us all next week at 1 p.m. for more NFL offseason coverage. And of course, remember to like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube page. And if you're listening to audio only, make sure you download, follow, leave a 5-star review, and tell your friends to listen and watch the pod. We'll see you next week.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.